Early Adopters. Friday, April 10th, 2026. I'm Pastor Mike Ziegler, speaker of the Lutheran Hour, and this devotion pairs with this weekend's Lutheran Hour sermon, which can be found at lhm.org. The text is 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 20 through 23. But in fact, Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who have fallen asleep. For as by a man came death, by a man has come also the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ shall all be made alive, but each in his own order. Christ, the first fruits, then at his coming, those who belong to Christ. When it comes to new technology, are you an early adopter? Are you like my dad who installed dial-up internet in our house back in the 1990s when they still called it the information superhighway? Dial-up, if you remember, downloaded it. Horse and buggy speed. New technologies often overpromise, which is why most of us are not early adopters. We're content to wait and see if this new thing will actually make our lives easier or not. In today's reading, the Bible uses an agricultural term to describe Jesus, but for our context, God may have inspired the writer to put it in technological terms. Maybe he'd say that Jesus is the display model of a new product line. He's the prototype of a new humanity. In ancient agrarian society, that's what first fruits were. They were the representative sample of the full inventory to come. If a prospective buyer were considering purchasing a harvest of grain still in the field, the farmer might pick a small portion and let the buyer see what the rest of the harvest would look like. And if the first fruits were good enough, that buyer would become an early adopter and purchase the rest of the grain still to be harvested. So, if the risen Jesus is the first fruits, in techie terms, we'd say he's the display model. See, the resurrection of Jesus wasn't just a special miracle God did only for him. In Jesus, we get to see what God promises to do for us who belong to him. Our bodies, now either dying or dead, will be resurrected to be the exact same make and model of Jesus' crucified and risen body. Eternal life does not mean floating in the clouds like ghosts with harps. No, we'll get to work with Jesus and walk with Jesus, caring for God's new creation, like how God walked with Adam and Eve in the garden. The technological metaphor does have shortcomings, though. When I think of a display model, I tend to imagine myself as the buyer, trying to decide if this gadget is going to make my life easier or not. But in the first fruits analogy, we should understand the buyer as God. He's the one who pays for the harvest. He paid for it by sending his son to become the harvest, to be the seed who dies to bring forth much grain. And Jesus, he's the early adopter, the eternal adopter of the Father's plan, and he didn't do it to make his life easier. He did it for love. Love for God, his Father, and love for us, for you. And even now you get to share in his love, to be part of his body, with God as your life, with Jesus as your head, with love as your goal, creation, care as your calling, and relationships your reward. Would you pray with me? Dear Father, whether early or late to the party, help me become an all-in adopter of your plan in Jesus. Amen.